Welcome to installment 235 of Sefer HaMitzvos in the Rambam. In today's portion, we will cover Positive Commandment 106, regulating a woman who was a Zava, who has experienced bleeding, internal uteral bleeding, at an unusual time. This law relates to the laws of Tara from the Rambam, the spiritual impurity which was relevant primarily at the times of the Temple in Jerusalem. We have discussed the law of a Zava before, and are discussing it again to correspond to Hilchas Kelim, the laws governing which objects can become impure. Not every level of impurity can render an object impure. Certain levels can render only foods impure, and not a regular object. The Rambam told us at the beginning of Hilchas Tara that only an Av Hatuma, literally a father or a source of impurity, primary source, can render an object impure. Since there is no particular mitzvah in Hilchas Kelim among the 613, we have been discussing again all of the Av Hatumais, all the sources of impurity which can convey this impurity to objects. We have already discussed the law of a Nida, a woman experiencing normal menstrual bleeding, that she can convey impurity even to Kelim, to objects. We have an additional law, today's law, of a Zava. A Zava's also becomes impure as a result of blood which has been emitted by her. And this is physically identical to the blood of a Nida. However, there is a tremendous difference in halacha, legally, between the law of a Nida and the law of a Zava. First of all, how do we know whether a woman is a Nida or a Zava? Nida is a normal menstrual flow. And once a woman has menstrual bleeding on one occasion, she should not experience another for a certain period of time. Our sages tell us that after a woman has finished one cycle of menstrual bleeding, there will be normally at least 11 days before another cycle ensues. Should she experience bleeding again within this 11-day period, she will then be experiencing not bleeding of a Nida, rather bleeding of a Zava. Should she experience it for one day only, she is called a Zava Ketana, not a full Zava. Should she experience this bleeding for three consecutive days, however, then she will become a Zava Gedela. She will acquire full status as a Zava, and all the laws of the Chumash, unique to the Zava, will apply to her. Unlike a Nida, who is, according to the law of the Chumash, capable of immersing herself in a mikveh and purifying herself after 7 days after the beginning of her period, a Zava must wait until the culmination of her period and then first begin to count 7 days, seven clean days, in which no bleeding whatsoever is experienced. Today, in practical Jewish law, because of the difficulties in keeping clear whether a woman is experiencing bleeding of a Nida or as a Zava, it has already been many years that B'nai Yisrael, Jewish women, have accepted upon themselves the practice of treating all bleeding as if it is bleeding of Ziva. And therefore they count seven clean days after any bleeding which is experienced. The condition of Zivus is not a natural one, and is discussed many places in Jewish writings as being a punishment for a certain misdeed. It is said that after the sin of the golden calf, many Jews were stricken with the condition of Zivus. In the case of women, the law of a Zava. In the case of men, they would become a Zav, as we will discuss in tomorrow's portion. They are both, therefore, unnatural conditions, and like any other unnatural condition, should inspire a person to investigate themselves internally, meaning a spiritual examination, and look into their ways, how they can mend themselves, and how they can improve themselves. This is perhaps the true blessing of a negative condition. As our sages are quoted as saying, Kol da'avid rachmana l'tava avid. So Rav Akiva said, everything that God does is ultimately for the good. What good could come out of a negative physical condition? If the person did not have this negative condition, they might have continued on in their evil ways and not mended their mode of behavior. However, after a person has experienced this negative physical condition, they will be forced to step back and take a new perspective on their actions. And in doing so, will perhaps find an area which needs improvement, and thereby have good come out of this negative condition by a permanent improvement in their behavior. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.